it's looking kinda strange. The earth is shaking, the clouds are breaking, everything is blue where it was gray.
Astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet, o'clock, WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. Hey!
I'm Marie Michelle.
Look who's here, Marie Michelle.
I know.
I was thinking I had to change my the promo for the show.
I know. I listen to the show every week at home.
Because it always says, and me too.
And that's me.
And that's me. That's what it is.
And like, he's going to change it. He's going to change
it. Oh, you thought I would?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you'd change the picture, change the promo.
Well, the picture is different. Maybe I'll put you back on it.
Oh, it is different?
That wasn't because of that. It wasn't because you weren't here, though. It was just a cool picture I changed it up with. I forget
what. That's right. You're sitting at the...
At the helm.
At the helm. That's right.
Well, we got a good show today. We're going to shorten it today because we're actually heading down to New York City for the Joey Ramone birthday bash.
Yeah, I finally am going to see it.
I think they'll have like some super group there with CJ Ramone, Richie Ramone, Mickey Lee singing. who looks and sounds like Joey Ramone.
I'm probably crying.
They're going to do the whole album, Road to Ruin. So we'll have to play something from Road to Ruin. Let's start with the Ramones block. But it's going to be a great show. We also have Simon Ritt is here with his friend Richard. And they're gonna. He has on the 23rd. He's gonna be at the Lizard Lounge, playing a Johnny Thunders tribute.
Oh wow!
And then, so today he's gonna. This is the warm up for it. We're gonna promote
great,
it, and he's
great,
gonna
do
some Johnny Thunders. They're warming up in the next room, so that's gonna be really cool. And if you have requests, it's 855-915-9636. And let's start with the Ramones block.
Let's do
Ramones up until Simon Ritt. Well, maybe we'll do a jump. We'll actually play a Johnny Thunders song.
Maybe like Chinese Rocks, because that's like
you want Chinese Rocks,
and we'll go around.
Oh yeah, good segue. That's what we'll do. All right, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're MFO.
Make my home New York. Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
I want to live. Well, I- to this hit and it's going on to yes while I'm at bat. And things are looking green but they're looking good again while I'm at bat. This lipstick shit says that.
Track ended suddenly. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and yes, the Ramones block there. And before I introduce my guest, we played Joey Ramone solo doing New York City Ramones. Oh, and it's his birthday, so happy birthday, Joey Ramone. I hope he's listening somewhere. Ramones, I Want to Live, Don't Come Close, Swallow My Pride, Chinese Rocks. Yes, and even though Joey's away from us, we still celebrate his birthday. Marie and I will be heading down with Cal and Schmel after the show, and I think around 3. But right now, we have a guest here, Simon Ritt, and his friend Richard Ombre Price. And you guys are going to be doing a show over at the Lizard Lounge
We sure are. We sure are, Brian. When we first of all, we always enjoy being down on the show, and thanks for letting us come down and plug our So Alone show. We're going to be doing Johnny's epic So Alone album.
What's the exact date of that now?
That is Wednesday, May 23rd.
So that's it's next Wednesday, right?
Yes, it's coming Wednesday.
Right, right, right. Sounds great. And so, Simon, you fittingly, you doing Thunders. I mean, there are a lot of fans there, and, you know, it's kind of hard to get his stuff, listen to his stuff, unless, you know, you go out and get it yourself, or you're listening to this show, or... But so it's great that you're doing this, but you actually did, you used to play with Johnny Thunders. You used to open up for him with your band, The Daughters, right?
Yep.
And sometimes actually play with Johnny when he needed an extra member, and on what, guitars and drums? And
Guitar and drums, and Joe Mazzari, who is a frequent guest here with his great band, 61
Ghosts.
Joe
is awesome, yes.
Joe was my partner in The Daughters in those days, and Joe sometimes... played either guitar or bass for Johnny as the situation required. And in recent years, and I know you know this because I've seen you at some of these events, I've had the profound privilege and pleasure to contribute to some recent projects about Johnny, a documentary film, a couple books, some liner notes. And that has been great. And maybe it's whetted my appetite, but I've kind of, after all this talking I've been doing about Johnny, I just kind of reached this point, like, hell, I'm done talking. Like, I want to play some of these damn songs.
Right on. We want to hear you.
And I wish I could take credit for the idea, but there's a mutual friend of ours out there. I know he's listening through the magic of the internet down south in Florida, our friend Bobby Hall.
Hey, Bobby.
And we wish him all the best right now. And we were having a conversation, and one thing led to another, and, you know, oh, you should do So Alone, the whole album. Yeah, man, you could do it, and, well, I'll try. So we're going to try to do,
so is
to do it.
So is it going to be the whole album?
From Pipeline to Downtown.
So is that the exact order you're going into? That's great.
And something, too, I don't know. I've kind of asked around. It's a great album if you're, you know, people familiar with Johnny Thunders and the New York / London Underground. It's kind of considered a classic. And I saw Johnny play a lot of times, and he played some of these songs from the album, but I have a feeling some of these songs he maybe never played live again after he recorded them, which is, you know, often the way with the musicians.
Yeah, maybe just not his favorite to do live.
Yeah, or, you know, the ballads or something. Okay, we're doing this on the album, but then you come to the show with your amps and stuff, and, you know...
It's kind of tricky.
Yeah, you're doing the loud rock stuff. You know, he certainly, you know, he played great big Kiss a lot. He played Pipeline almost every show. Some of the,
right, I've seen a lot of... It's great, you know, thank God for YouTube. There's... To see that old footage, yep, is like amazing to me. But
I still find stuff, you know, about Johnny and the Heartbreakers and the Dolls and the whole genre.
Stuff just seems to continue to pop up, right?
It sure does. And people keep writing. You think everything that there is to be said has been said, and people keep coming up with great new books and documentaries and films and things.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny definitely got around. He had a lot of friends that. Coming out of the woodwork. And why don't we hear a little bit about your guest, Richard, here?
Well, Richard is one of many special guests we're going to be having that night at the Lizard Lounge. It's going to be sort of an ensemble piece. And Richard, I'm saying a lot, and my cousin Sam like tells me that's because you don't know what you're going to say. So
yeah.
Richard and I have been friends and for a long time, and we struck up an acquaintanceship many years ago when he was touring with Lucinda Williams as her bass player during the period for
wow.
Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. And through a series of fortunate conversations and over a period of time, Richard ended up producing the CD New Depression for the Darlings, the country rock band that I spend a lot of time in as well.
Is the Darlings still doing stuff?
Oh, the Darlings are doing all kinds
all right,
of stuff. We're
going
to be playing, I wish I had the date in front of me, but we're playing the big Salem Jazz Festival in August,
okay,
which is kind of a prestigious thing for us to be doing.
All right, go down there and see the Darlings.
Yep, so we've been friends ever since and stayed in musical touch, and we're real fortunate to have Richard.
Richard Ombre Price. So, you've been playing music your whole life, you said, huh?
And yeah.
Lean into that mic, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to meet you, Richard. And yeah, you a big Thunders fan yourself?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like all the old Raw stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
What's your background, Richard? Like any big names we know you played with? Lucinda Williams, I guess, huh?
Yeah, played with Lucinda Williams. I grew up with Dickie Betts and
wow.
Barry Oakley and
Allman
my
Brothers.
Hometown area on the west coast of Florida. I grew up with Larry Reinhart, was in many bands with him from 1968 on, and he was the guitarist later for the Iron Butterfly Metamorphosis Records.
Wow.
The Captain Beyond band. So the Captain Beyond stuff, especially the first two albums.
I don't know if I'm privy to that.
Oh,
Captain Beyond.
It's one of the classic rock records of all time.
I'll have to see if we have it in the system.
Progressive.
Where are they from, Captain Beyond?
Mostly, let's see. Well,
I just like the name. I'm intrigued.
Well, the drummer was a Floridian who goes back to the mid-60s and early bands of that I could name four or five of. But he later did the three-piece Johnny Winters record in 1969. He was the drummer for that. And as time went on, he stayed with Johnny Winters. And then
Johnny's later, amazing.
And then that split off.
Was. And, rest in peace.
Larry Reinhart. I was in a band called The Load in 1969 and The Second Coming. And we were there in Jacksonville in 69 with Dickie Betts and Duane Allman and all those guys. We're all living like hippies.
Right.
In two houses and jamming and playing free and playing cheap. And we were basically birthing what's called Southern Rock, but we didn't know that's what we were doing.
It didn't really exist yet when you were doing this.
There was no name for it.
What year are we talking?
68 and 69, mostly 69.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was Skinner by then, right?
No, they were behind us.
Really? They weren't.
They were in the audience looking up stage,
okay,
watching what we were doing. And it influenced them to become who they became. When they used to be in front of us listening to us jam and play with me and Betts and Barry and Reese Winans, who was later with Stevie Ray Vaughan and is out with Joe Bonamassa right now and is a famous keyboard player now. So he was also in the same band with me and Larry Reinhart in 69. And
right.
He played with Betts in a band in that period, too. So all these great players and jammers are all hanging out.
Yeah, you have a rich history.
So we did
Richard Ombre Price. Where'd the Ombre come from?
That's just one of those funny living life nicknames that somebody else gives you,
yeah,
that you didn't plan on.
Yeah, know? That I was mean, mine stick. So,
I was
yeah,
a dishwasher.
I think everyone has one.
I got it from being a dishwasher in Nashville,
uh-huh,
in between musical things, raising kids. And so I had this job, and the line cooks would be up there doing their thing with the crowd, and I'm washing dishes all night long. And one of them kept dropping the dishes off and says, "You know, man, you look like Ombre." And I said, "Well, who's that?" He goes, "You don't know who Ombre is?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "Did you ever see that Paul Newman movie, Ombre?" And I said,
"Oh, okay.
I never have, you know."
I don't think I've seen that one either, but I've heard of
it.
Great
film.
Right, right.
But I didn't know anything about it. And so he just kind of laughed and thought I looked like Paul Newman and Ombre.
Okay.
And he went back and started telling all the other cooks. And over a period of weeks and months, everybody that came and dropped off dishes, Ombre, here you go, and then I was stuck. And then by the time I met other artists in Nashville and started touring and recording with them,
yeah,
I was already Ombre, so, you know.
That's awesome. Well, you guys have a big show coming up next Wednesday, Lizard Lounge. What time does it start?
I believe that 61 Ghosts will probably go on around 9 o'clock or
okay,
shortly thereafter.
That's great. Joe, I forgot that. Joe Mazzari.
It's going to be opening, yep.
So how many bands are there?
There'll be 61. There'll be two sets. 61 Ghosts will play their regular hard-hitting rock and blues stripped-down.
It's fantastic.
Sort of fantastic.
I'll play something
music
after this. Yeah.
Good idea. And then after a short break, I guess about 10 or shortly thereafter, the So Alone show begins, and we'll be, in theory, doing it just like the album from beginning to end with
what,
a couple tidbits
thrown in. Isn't Tony Savarino and somehow...
I'm glad you mentioned that, because actually Tony Savarino and the Savtones are going to be the core house band that night.
Okay.
Along with Sean McLaughlin on bass and Mike Levesque on drums, and I'm hoping pronouncing both their names right, because they're both great musicians. And then we'll have a series. They'll be there all night, backing everybody up, and then there's all kinds of great people coming and going.
So you want to do a couple of the highlights of it today? Or
yeah, maybe we'll start with a song that we're going to be doing that night, and I'm going to send this one out there once again to our friend Bobby, because I know this is one of his favorites, and I hope we do it a little bit of justice. And it's from the So Alone album called She's So Untouchable.
Okay, it's Simon Rhett.
Yeah, just give me a second here, folks. This is live radio. I'm taking off my headphones and stuff.
Right, and we got Richard Ombre Price, and they're going to do some Johnny Thunders for us. Show us what's going to... Is it going to be electrified on Wednesday? Or?
It's going to be a whole band, but with acoustic guitar work. We're going to do as much like the record as we can.
Okay,
you know,
so there's some electric.
Some electric. There'll be some piano where there's piano on the record. We'll have sax where there's sax on the record, and we're going to try to recreate it as closely as we can.
Fantastic.
Yeah, bit of a challenge, but a lot of fun.
Oh, can't wait.
A one, two, three...
.5 WMFO.
Can't close my eyes when she's around. My heart starts a pumping. I'm lost and then I'm found. It's getting so hot in here, oh, I gotta let you know. Cause you make me crazy if I only let you. Cause now she's so untouchable. She'd make uncontrollable. If only she knew how I really fell. Maybe things would work out. Maybe I'll find out. But maybe my head's in the clouds and I don't even know. Cause she's so pretty, boy. She knocks the boys out. Cause now she's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. But I can touch. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. But what can I say? It's been a long day. Some girls may walk on by. I don't think I look anyway. Some boys may bay like a dog. Some girls are big, they bang too. But what can I say but bon voyage, baby. Cause now she's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. Woo!
Oh, thank you very much.
Fantastic job.
Yes.
Sounding a lot like Johnny, too. And
just trying to get in the groove. I almost said get in the vein, but people would think that was a double entendre.
Uh-oh.
Get in the vein. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
well, I'll have to do my don't do heroin PSA in a little bit.
Hey, you know what I love to hear when I'm here? Is crazy brother right-wing Christian guy his little promo spots that
oh,
you guys stuck away.
Billy Bob... What was his name?
Billy Bob...
Something.
Billy Bob, you're going straight to hell.
Oh, I gotta find him. Right. Yeah, I don't think he DJs here anymore, but he was a funny guy.
He was entertaining. I listened. I was a listener.
He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
And so aren't you guys. They have Simon Rhett here along with Richard Ombre Price. They're doing... some Johnny Thunders for us, and they're going to do a whole show with a whole big band next Wednesday at Lizard Lounge.
At the Lizard Lounge.
What else do you want to play for us today there,
well,
Simon?
This is another Johnny Thunder song that's a big favorite of mine. It's not going to be played on Wednesday night, so we thought we would do it here instead. I think we've done it here when we've been here in the past, me and Joe.
Okay.
And just give us once again a second to get it together here on live radio.
No problem. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here with Simon Ritt. Richard Price on Thunders. MFO.
This is a song about New York City. A one, two, a one, two, three, and...
Raised in the street, a city boy, if you please. I probably forgot more than you'll ever know. He got a bop down the street. Hey, ain't you afraid of those creeps? The guardian angels are what we need. New York City police are so sweet in cold blood. In cold blood. Well, you probably think I'm pretty mad just because I go down there. Wait, don't you worry, dear. You'll never end up there in cold blood. In cold blood. It's out alive. Living here is suicide. Having you, A, you might survive. Rivington, you finally die in cold blood. In cold blood. In cold blood. In cold blood.
Fantastic, guys.
Woo! Thank you.
You're like my favorite songs, man.
Just taught that one to Richard last night. I knew it wouldn't be a problem. He sounds great. Richard Ombre Price on the second guitar, everybody out there.
Quick learner.
Second guitar.
Sounds great. So, yeah, sitting here with Simon Ritt, Richard Price. They're doing some Johnny Thunders. Getting ready for the show next Wednesday at the Lizard Lounge. What time does it start, did he say?
61 Ghosts, the opening attraction featuring our good friend and hard-rocking blues enthusiast, Joe Mazzari. And I only talk this way because I know he might be listening. And if he's not listening now, we know he'll be listening later on the archives.
Sure.
He's going to be opening along with his drummer, Dixie. They got a great two-person band called 61 Ghosts. They've been in here in the studio, and I've had the pleasure of being here when they drag up the amp and the drum
Dixie's
set.
Dixie's great, too. If they're listening, hi, guys. Hi, Joe. Dixie.
So they're going to kick some serious ass beginning around 9 o'clock or shortly thereafter, and the So Alone tribute album. And incidentally, I should mention, just a happy coincidence, but we had already conceived of the idea of doing this show, but it also turns out to be that this is the 40th anniversary of the release of the album of So Alone, which is kind of serendipity and looks nice on the posters and things. And so we will commence.
Oh, those posters look great.
Yeah, we will commence with the So Alone show around 10 o'clock shortly thereafter.
10 yeah, o'clock, will that go? But yeah, I'd say don't miss it, though.
Yeah, we're on Rock Club time here, folks, so, you know.
Get there early to see 61 Ghosts.
Yes, it is a small club. It's going to fill up early.
Nice. What else you want to play today? How many songs you want to do here on the show today?
I don't know, buddy. I'll tell you frankly. We're all friends here. I can speak honestly. Maybe you want to play a little Johnny Thunders, a little 61 Ghosts, a little Darlings.
Right now?
While we just kind of catch our musical breath here. And then
no problem.
We certainly got a couple more songs up our sleeves. We don't mind playing in a little while.
Well, probably his hugest solo song, but some live version. From his Bootlegging the Bootleggers album. Johnny thought he'd like get back at them and make some money on what the Bootleggers were doing. So, this is a Johnny Thunders approved live. You can't put your arms around a memory. And maybe we'll play some New York Dolls too. And then get back with Simon Ritt and Richard Price here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Here's another one I did in Tokyo. It's called You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why. Feels so cold and all alone. Maybe you're not at home. And when I'm home, big deal, I'm still alone. Beat my head against the pole. Try to knock some sense down in my bone. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try. Kid, you got no name. Cause you're living with me. We're one and the same. And even though they don't show, the scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. Okay, you can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try.
Don't try.
You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. Don't try.
That's all right. Subway chain. Who cares? You guys are doing fine, man. You sound dynamite. I'm trying to get this over with. Subway chain.
Ready? Subway chain. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Subway chain.
If you're a liberal defeat crat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it. So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Bass.
Do it, do it, do it.
Baby, baby.
Hey, this one's called Louie Louie.
WMFO in Medford, and that was actually the Daughters there, Simon's old band, with Johnny, featuring Johnny Thunders. He sounded in rare form that night, huh?
That was a heck of a night. That was right down the road here, actually, on Broadway, in a Teal Square. Place used to be called Jumbo's. It was a They got a lot of bands there. I saw Willie Alexander there in the old days. I saw Billy Lucidian before
it's
I was even in a band.
It's not the same spot Jumbo's Pizza is at.
No, it's on the other side of the road about maybe half a mile down.
Yeah. Well, I guess a lot of things get named Jumbo's around here because that was the Tufts mascot.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But, I mean... So that's incredible, on stage with Johnny Thunders.
Yeah, we were just lucky to have the tape rolling. It certainly wasn't planned. To tell you the truth, that was probably only the maybe third or fourth gig opening for Johnny. We certainly didn't know him as well as we would eventually know him. And he had jumped on stage with us once or twice before, never with any warning. And of course, we were such huge fans. It was all we could do to not pee our pants, let alone remember what we're supposed to be playing. Like,
right.
Oh my God, Thunders is on stage with us.
Yeah, you guys are such fans. I mean, were you huge fans before you started doing this with him?
Joe Mazzari and myself were huge fans. The first time we unwrapped that cellophane from the Too Much Too Soon 8-track and plugged it in and heard, and heard Johnny Thunders singing Chatterbox for the first time, driving around in my little 1970 whatever Harvest Green Maverick.
Yeah.
And we liked the New York Dolls. We liked the first album. But when we heard Chatterbox, we thought like, wow, the other guy's okay, but this guy's great.
And
why isn't he singing
right?
all the songs?
Yeah. I don't think David would let him.
Well, he kind of told, you know, the future was written what was going to happen. You can't keep a spirit like this contained with just one song per album.
Right. No.
So, yes, we've been fans since way back.
That's cool.
I should also mention, too, because he's going to be joining us that night, that was myself back on drums, Joe Mazzari, once again from 61 Ghost, and a whole bunch of other stuff on guitar. And it also features Bill Doherty, was the bass player then, and Bill doesn't play out a whole lot, but we're real proud to get him, real excited that we'll be having him out of semi-retirement, and he's going to be singing a song with us at the So Alone show, too.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
What do we have left? You going to do a couple more for us?
I think we're going to do another Johnny Thunder song or two while we're, you know, we're already in your hair. We might as well have a good time.
Do you need this?
Not right at this second. I think we're going to save that one for next, Brian. But the song we're going to do right now requires me once again unplugging the headphones.
Anyways, you were asking me if I'd sing a little bit. I guess on Pills, you're going to do Pills. I'll do the backup.
All right. That's easy.
So what are we doing now, though? What song?
We're going to do Leave Me Alone, also known as Chatterbox, also known as Milk Me.
Nice.
And there might even be other titles for it, too.
Right, right. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we have Simon Ritt and Richard Ombre Price with us.
Yep.
Doing a little tribute to Johnny Thunders.
A 1, 2, 3.
MFO.
Going, I don't know where I've been. If you help me, darling, I'm gonna let you